You're listening to episode 250 of the 200 Churches podcast.
It is absolutely free. There is no, man, there's no end game. I can honestly say when you ask me the first question, what do you get to do? Man, I really just get to give things away for free to other churches. So when new things come up, like, you know, so fast forward a couple of years, Opens launch, Church Online's launch, and okay, the Bible app. You know, if you guys didn't know, we launched the YouVersion Bible app. And
I was going to get to that.
Yeah, it's completely free. And that question's come up a lot. Well, why? I mean, man, if you just a dollar or whatever, like you could help fund the ministry. And we just go back to that decision. Oh, sick. No, we will lead the way with irrational generosity. We truly believe it's more blessed to give than receive.
Welcome to the 200 Churches podcast, where every Wednesday we produce a legit episode of ministry encouragement for pastors of small churches. Now, here are two guys who have been encouraging thousands of pastors all around the world for almost 5 years. The Splash Brothers of Ministry Podcasts, Jeff and Johnny.
This is the 200 Churches Podcast. My name is Jeff Cady. I'm here in the opulent and luxurious 200 Churches Podcast studio with my good friend and podcast partner,
Johnny Craig.
Johnny, good to see you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine, and we are ready for episode what? Which episode
250.
Is this? 250. I like that.
That's a big deal. I feel like that's a big deal. I feel like we have kind of a cool, different than we've ever done before episode for episode 250. So I think it's pretty rad.
Yeah, but the 250 really isn't that cool, though.
You don't think so?
260. 260 is going to be cool. That'll be 10 years. Or that'll be 5 years.
Sorry, Kyle. You're not that cool. Never mind. Forget you, Kyle.
Hey. From open.life.church. That's not
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not
open.
It.
Open.life.church.
So the dot church is like the dot com, only it's the dot church.
Yeah, but I think only one church can own it.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of things dot church.
Oh, really? Okay.
We are internet people, you folks that are listening, you pastors. We're internet professionals, and we don't even know this thing. But here's what I did. I put in open.life.church.com. And it wouldn't work for me. I didn't know it was a dot church
thing. That's the oldest man thing you've ever done. I'm going to say that right now, that is the number one oldest man thing you've ever done. Open.life.church. Weren't you like, why are there so many dots in this stupid address?
I wondered. So, hey, you know, there's so many new things now. You know, who knows what. But anyway, hey, I'm a part of a podcast that got to have a conversation with the director of the Open Network at lifechurch.church.
Lifechurch.church. It was legit. I'm going to say I was surprised, happily shocked by the conversation that we have. Not that I thought Kyle would be a schlub, but he showed up and cast the vision for this thing in a way that really shocked and surprised me. So I'm grateful for his time. And I'm really grateful for the ministry that they're doing at Life Church. It's pretty incredible.
Well, I remember when it was lifechurch.tv. Yeah. Okay, and so I get a little confused. Now I think it's just life.church. But it's Life Church in Oklahoma. Yeah. And this is Craig Rochelle's the ministry where he is the lead pastor. And this is also the same organization that developed the Bible app.
YouVersion. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, the YouVersion Bible app that's free, that's got millions and millions of downloads around the world. And they decided, what was the term he used? Let's just out it right at the beginning. Radical generosity.
Yeah, radical generosity.
Or no. Irrational generosity, I think is
what
it was.
Yeah, they're spending a whole bunch of money to give stuff away for free. That's the best way to say it.
Right.
And it's awesome. Let's let him tell it, Jeff. We're not going to do it justice. Let's let Kyle tell it. This is Kyle Cutter from Life Church, maybe life.church, maybe lifechurch.tv, whatever, but Life Church in Oklahoma City.
Okay, Johnny, but let's give Kyle a proper introduction. A graduate of Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, a husband and father, a former local church pastor, he is now the team leader of the Open Network at life.church. Here's our conversation with Kyle Cutter.
Kyle, an alliterated name. I mean, what a blessing.
Yes. Yes. I can thank my parents for that.
Kyle, we're sorry. We don't mean to.
Oh, no. It's okay. It's okay.
I didn't say anything mean. I think the alliterated name is a wonderful thing.
It's better than me called my older. I have older brother. Hung out with him a lot, so I was always Cutter Junior growing up, or Little Cutter. So
Little Cutter.
I just embraced it. I just embraced it for many years.
That's good, Kyle. Wow. Kyle, you do an important job, I think. Tell folks what it is that you do.
I boil it down oftentimes by saying I get to give things away for free.
Ooh.
But backing up a little bit, I work on staff at a church based out of Oklahoma called Life Church. We have a couple campuses in different states, but I lead a team that really does. We get to give away things for free to other pastors and church leaders, and it's called the Open Network. You can learn more, kind of the basic landing page for what we do is open.life.church. And I've been doing it for 5 years here at Life Church, but Life Church was doing it prior to me showing up, and it's going on 11 years of just giving stuff away for free to other pastors and church leaders.
So I have used Open from Life Church before. When I was doing student ministries, I borrowed.
That's awesome. There we go.
Borrowed. I mean, I took wholesale outlines. Man.
Yeah, you did. Good.
Implemented them, and there's videos and graphics and all different kind of stuff. 5 years you've been doing that. Were you even aware of this program before you got there? Were you a user, an abuser? I mean, what were you?
Definitely. I was a user of the products. We have the free resources, but then we also have a suite of apps that was built really to serve Life Church originally. And then we turned around and said, man, how do we give this away? So was users of those products, users of what is that open.life.church. And we here at Life Church, we call it, the team's called Digirati. And for us, that's really the digital missions focus of our church. I had a few friends that were kind of part of, at that time, the Digirati team. So I was aware of it, knew about what was happening, and followed from afar, was just kind of a student of what God was doing, and got to use the free resources. So yes, I was a user, abuser, took it, and was trying to implement them at the local church I was serving at the time.
So now, Kyle, you're the organizer, the director of the whole Open part of Life Church, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's multifaceted, but yes, so I lead the Open Network team. There's a whole team of people that work on it, but I get the chance
to... How many on the team?
So the product team, the team that kind of wakes up and thinks about the product side of it, there are six of them. And then there's an engineering team, because obviously it's all technology. And so then there's a team of 11 engineers that do more than just the Open Network products, but they also work on kind of the technical side of the Life Church products and the Open Network products. But there's a group of six that wake up every day just thinking about serving other pastors and church leaders and then myself.
And of course, they get a material from Life Church, right? What you guys are doing as a church, and incorporate all that into what they offer for free.
Going back 11 years, it started of, okay, how can we take what we have and then put it on a website, open.lifechurch.tv, but open.life.church, and say, how would we just give it away for free? And over the last 11 years, there's really been a shift that going back to like when the creative media, we call it creative media, but the team that's coming up with the curriculum and the graphics and the videos, that team knowing, man, at the end of the, when I'm done with this shoot or video or design or package or whatever that may be, yes, it's going to serve Life Church, but it's going to find its way on Open and then be serving thousands of pastors and churches around the world. What started off as an idea of like, man, let's just give it away for free and however it can be used, now at the creation, the conception of these resources, we know, man, it's gonna find its way on the Open Network and serve others.
Tell us about yourself, Kyle. So, you know, your family, where you grew up and how you got involved in it, maybe your education.
Sure, man. I'll get real personal. 34 years, just celebrated my 34th birthday. Originally from the North Houston area in Texas. That's where I met my wife, and I've been married for the last 13 years. I have two boys. 6 and 4 at the time, one in kindergarten and one in pre-K. But my wife actually is in ministry full-time as well. So she is a worship pastor here at Life Church and serves at one of our local campuses. I'm in the Oklahoma City as well, but I'm not at a campus. I'm at what we call our central support, where we get to serve all of our campuses and obviously then other churches as well. But yeah, going back, my wife and I actually met in the local church. We've just always been part of the local church. Our parents weren't raised in Christian homes, but they both got saved later in life. And then my wife and I kind of were both raised up in Christian homes in the North Houston area. Eventually, our parents ended up both bringing our families to a new local church that was planted back in 1996. And they both joined around 98. So a couple of years, new young church. And my wife and I met in the youth group of that church, both serving. She was on the worship team. I was in the back running lights and audio and having fun in this youth group. And we met there and kind of we didn't realize that ministry was going to be part of kind of what our calling was. But at that time, we just loved being a part of a church that was concerned about reaching the lost in our community. So met there, started dating in high school, and both went to junior college in the area, trying to figure out what are we going to do? What are we passionate about? And we have both eventually found ourselves in Nashville, Tennessee, at a school there called Belmont University. It was a great school. Mm-hmm. And she studied music. I studied media production, always just was drawn to kind of technology and multimedia. And again, not knowing ministry had any part of our, we were part of church. We went to church. We served at a church, but both kind of had careers lined up and eventually found our way back to Houston. And then a couple of years later, both on staff at that same church that we met in high school, had just continued to grow while we were gone and just was expanding, built a new building, and both eventually came on staff. Stephanie part of worship and kids worship. And then I joined the kind of the media team, the multimedia team, leading that and just, man, using our gifts and talents and falling back in love with the local church, not just as a volunteer, but just, man, I think we could give our lives to this. Got to serve there for 5-6 years and then eventually found our way at Life Church. They were actually launching this team, the team that I get a chance to lead. The church had been giving away resources, like I mentioned, for 5-6 years, but they wanted to kind of assemble a team that was going to wake up each day thinking just about this. Because we know, man, when there's lots of things that plates we're trying to spin, only certain things are going to get our attention. And the church said, man, if we believe in this, we want to put fire on this or fuel on this fire. So they said, hey, we're looking for a leader to come and lead this open network team. And my wife and I, we just kind of, my holy discontent, using some Bill Hybels words, was just about this. How does the local church just kind of pioneer the way with how we innovate and create and help others unify the capital C church? And so I read that job description and my wife said, I guess we're moving to Oklahoma. So wow. We went through the interview process, obviously, and just really God just confirming that, man, I feel like this would be a next season for us, and found myself here interviewing. And that was literally 5 years ago yesterday that I joined the team, and God just continues to do some amazing things. And then a year later, my wife found herself on the Life Church staff. And so we're now fully plugged in here at Life Church based out of Oklahoma City. So we're loving it. Hopefully, is that enough detail? Do I need to get a little more personal or
no? Sorry, that's good, Kyle. Just your social, last four of your social and your GPA. Oh, yes. No, never mind. No, don't worry about that. Yeah. No, you know, while you were talking, obviously Life Church, I mean, what a great ministry worldwide. I have just two questions, and Johnny, I'm going to let you go for a while, but I've just got two questions. Number one is the auditorium where Craig speaks out of sometimes. Yeah. Are there real people there? Are there like 20 people there? Is it a real church? I mean, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Because it's interesting. You never really see shots of the people.
And not really, no.
That is super intentional, super intentional. But I'll first answer your question. I'll give you a little bit of the why. So yes, we call it our broadcast campus. And there's kind of two places that he would shoot. But the broadcast campus was the first location of Life Church. It's here in the Oklahoma City.
Okay, that's the one
City
I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So it's got like 4 or 5 camera shots, but that's here. It's our broadcast campus. And yes, he's recording that. Saturdays at 4 o'clock is the first time that message would be captured. 4 o'clock Central Time. And then he'll preach several times on Sunday as well in that building with a good size auditorium. It seats probably max chair capacity is probably about 1,800 chairs. So
oh, okay.
That's
wow.
Our, yeah. So we that's our, it, the official title is that is our OKC or Oklahoma City campus. But there's many campuses in the Oklahoma City area. So
the broadcast campus has got 1,800 seats in it.
Yeah, that was our first location, and kind of the original plan was they bought a big piece of land out west of town. This was years ago, and thought one day we'll build a building. And they started to build kind of like this, small building. Okay, we'll add on. They actually added a gymnasium, like a double basketball court. Then the original plan was then to build like the mega auditorium out in the backfield, if you will. Instead of doing that, we kind of started to go the multi-site model where another campus opened up and another campus. And so instead of building a bigger building, they just said, hey, this is kind of the max. This is what we got. and let's start building additional campuses in different cities. And so the broadcast campus is the largest physical campus that we have, with that like auditorium that seats about 800. But if you were to walk into a normal Life Church building, it would be 800 chairs. And then they have the opportunity to pull curtains and kind of make it feel a little more intimate with about 400, 450. The broadcast campus is definitely a unique building experience compared to maybe other Life Church campuses.
Okay. And the other comment I had was, as the staff are creating resources, they're probably now so used to creating them in a way that they can use them right then, but that's very helpful to the people in the future who will use them.
That's absolutely correct. And that wasn't overnight. I mean,
that's hard to do.
Yeah. And it's cool. There's a few team members. I think about our creative director who was here when that decision was made. I think he was working in film, and he remembers that decision. And it was literally, let's just take what we have and give it away. And then over time, we thought, okay, let's think through the lens of the pastor or church that's going to use these. What could we do to set them up? So I remember when I joined the team, we were still doing this a little bit, where there was a team member that just came in for a few hours a week and just literally was taking our logo off things and then re-exporting, just so that the version that was on open that we gave away, that church didn't have to go hide that layer or like Photoshop over it or paint or, you know, they could then use it. And so the heart was to do it, but we didn't have the right process in place. So over just probably we've refined it more and more over the last 5 years, where from the ideation and then the creation, we're thinking about that church. And it also helps the fact that now that we have campuses in different states and different types of cities, different, you know, all different types of demographics, we want to make sure that even for our own church, that it doesn't look like, hey, it just looks like Oklahoma City or just looks like Dallas or where, you know, wherever we have campuses. Sure. But then also thinking that, you know, and Pastor Craig has began knowing that, okay, we're going to give this away. He tries to make stuff as evergreen as much as possible. So it doesn't time stamp it. It doesn't date stamp it. It doesn't.
That's cool.
Well, good. Just so that it's like, hey, well, I may be preaching this on Saturday night, but a church may use it on a Sunday morning. And so we started to get, and we had, to back up a little bit, right after we started giving our resources away, a few months later, there were some churches that were using it. And one of them was just a couple hours away from Oklahoma City. And they basically asked, hey, could we like use this and show it the same weekend? Like almost like be like an extension of Life Church here down in the city of Oklahoma, in another city of Oklahoma. And thought, why not? Let's do it. So we started giving those resources away kind of more directly to them on the weekend. So Saturday night, we record it, we capture it. Hey, we'll give it to this church ahead of time. And that way on Sunday morning, they're showing the same message that our Life Church campuses are. And they're kind of an extension. We call them network churches. And so that also helped too, getting good feedback from them, right? Because if you got, you know, every weekend, you're getting great feedback from these churches that are using your resources like an extension of yourself. And hey, it worked better if you guys maybe took this off, or hey, when you said that, da da da. So we were getting really good feedback. So it helped us in our process to get even better at just giving the stuff away or making it better to give away. So
I'm wondering, what's the turnaround time for content to get to Life Church? Am I going to go on here and find videos that look like they were made in 2004? I mean, what's the turnaround time between you guys creating and me being able to download?
We work really hard to let, we have a group of churches. Like I mentioned, we used to call them network churches. Now we just call them InStep. They're open network churches that they're week of. And so you would, if you got an open, you'd actually find what we're doing in the future. So we're trying to keep churches ahead of the game of like, hey, here's what's coming down the pipe. So it may be you click on something. It's like, oh, there's actually no resources yet. Oh, but it's telling me this is going to air in the month of December or a month from now. And here are the graphics or here's the promotional elements, because we're having to use them at our campus, our church, to show it. So why not give it away? But you could walk on to open and actually get the same resources that we're using this weekend at Life Church. They'll be available for another church to use, from kids to youth to adults. So we're trying to be as close to InStep as when we use them, they're on open. And it's really just our team has kind of become part of the process, from, again, ideation to shipping it to our campuses. The open network team is just part of that. We get the resources. We have an amazing volunteer team that publish those into kind of our content management system, that then make those available for, you know, thousands of users to download.
That's wild. I mean, that's crazy. I kind of can't believe that was the answer to my question. I mean, I expected it to be like, oh, you know, a month or something. I didn't expect it to be like, oh, well, the future. That's crazy. Oh, that makes me really happy, though.
You know, cool. and again, I think that having those real close relationships with the churches using it has really just, again, helped refine our process. Because when I can go to our creative team, you think about the teams that are working extra hard to have this stuff ready. And, you know, it helps that Pastor Craig is definitely a systems person and he's thinking out ahead. And so we need to know, you know, we already know what's coming for December and I'm sure he already knows what's January. And so, because we're going to start building the assets to promote it at our own church. So it helps the fact that Life Church is in the know and Pastor Craig has helped driving that in our culture. So then we just give it away. We just turn around. And there's times where I think about, I mean, I'll use this as an example where we had a plan for like what, the 2 weeks of Thanksgiving time was going to be. And Life Church made a decision. We're going to switch a little bit and do a different 2 week series right there. And so, hey, we had to tell the Open Network, hey, Open Network, the series that we were going to do is change. Here's what it's called now. Here's a link to the resources. And this is when you'll get the teaching. So again, we're kind of like that, we have 27 campus. We're like the 28th campus, if you will, just making sure that the Open Network's in tune with what's coming from Life Church. So
Kyle, what type of things, now I'm thinking about a small church pastor, what type of things do you offer? Because I'm a small church pastor. I've got, 50 to 100 people in my church. I come up with my message each week. You know, the Holy Spirit is speaking through me. These are my people. We spent the last 15 years running from the picture of the pastor who downloads every Saturday night and then preaches on Sunday morning. So help me to understand what Open has to offer for me as a small church pastor.
That's great. It is a wide variety today, It started off with maybe just the weekend, and we have a slew of content from kids curriculum, the curriculum that we do, shoot, produce here at Life Church, completely free. And it's not, and just one thing to expand, it's not even just Life Church anymore. Over the last couple of years, the platform has expanded to include several churches and ministry that have the same heart that they want to give their resources away. And so today, if you went and just looking for a good kids curriculum, there's several to pick from, not just Life Church. So kids curriculum. There's great worship. There's great creative elements. Hey, we're just looking for some really good creative elements to play. Hey, the World Series is going on. We have some amazing testimony stories from a partner of ours that's called Professional Athletes Outreach. And they got amazing interviews with professional baseball and football players. So, hey, I'm looking for a great baseball video for the weekend because it's in the World Series or whatever. So there's creative resources. So I mentioned worship, kids, youth, life groups curriculum. So package curriculum for that, basically like back office stuff from HR to finance to campus plans. Hey, we're looking at building a plan, a new building. What does Life Church do? Or what does that church do? And we have some of those available. So it's grown to more than just the weekend message. But it's also part of that is not just the resource. We started to also give away what I would say the why or the training behind it, because our goal in no way is to, hey, local church, you need to be Life Church or you need to do what we do. That is not it at all. We want to give them the what, because sometimes, what I love about local pastors, is they're creative and they're scrappy and they'll do whatever it takes. They're going to serve their community. So we want to give them the what, but I want to tell them the why. Why do we do that? So that's something that we've been doing, Jeff, is not just give them a what, but tell them the why we came up with it. Because it may just be an inspirational thing. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to actually use what you have, Life Church. But man, that's really good. That's challenged me to think it, to approach it maybe this way. That's kind of an approach we've been taking lately. There's a whole catalog of training videos from how we use the resources we're giving away, but also just some cultural things. Hey, how we train volunteers. What's our philosophy on training a volunteer? How do we recruit volunteers? Or we're doing our next training that's coming out is, hey, this is how we logistically do baptisms at our campuses. And again, not to say this is how you need to do them, but hey, we're just giving you a sneak peek. This is how we do it. We got one coming up, hopefully the end of the year, is photography. Hey, we're working with how do we get volunteer photographers at all of our campuses to tell the story of what God's doing.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. That's good.
Why can't we get our staff photographer with his volunteers and say, hey, can we sit down and not just show me camera settings? That'd be cool. But tell me what you're thinking about and the lens you're thinking through, maybe the physical lens you're thinking through, but what about just the eye you're trying to look for? So we're trying to give some of the why, some of the training, but as well as some of the what, because there are I know some amazing pastors. A story that comes to mind is his name is Pastor Zach Harris, and he was a youth pastor at a church in the Colorado area. And just God put it on his heart, man, I'm supposed to plant a church in Denver. And he's a youth pastor, does worship on the side, and he's thinking, man, I want to reach my community for Jesus. And he is a big open network user. He does. He shows Pastor Craig's message. But it's not because he doesn't like writing messages. It's because he goes, no, man, as the only part-time staff member, man, I'm in doing hospital visits. I'm meeting with the people, and I'm going to dedicate my time there. And then I'm going to use the messages of Life Church's show on the weekend. And it matched his style. You know, it was matching the type of church he wanted to launch. And then I know some pastors that, man, I just take the notes and I preach it myself. Or, oh, you know, I'm just looking for how did maybe Craig or Life Church teach on this topic? And they may just get the notes, read it, and then, you know, discard it and say, okay, great, that was just inspirational, or that was just a reference point. Now I can move on. So we're okay with them, you know, pastors and church leaders using one thing, no things, being just inspired by it. But hopefully they're hearing the why along with getting a what.
Now, is Open Network, come on, Kyle, give us the skinny now. Is Open Network just a gateway to the paid content? Is it just a marketing ploy?
Yeah.
He said yes. There we go. I'm in a funnel. I'm in the open funnel.
There we go. I would say that being a pastor at a church 5 years before coming on staff, you know, I ask the same questions. And that is the thing that I love absolutely every day, is that it is 100% free. And there is no objective besides just equipping pastors and church leaders to grow faster. And that is our church believes it. Our church funds it. I mean, we are a digital mission of Life Church, this team and what we do, but there's absolutely no paid content. And I think back, Jeff and Johnny, I don't think I mentioned this yet, but back in 2006, which was the year we launched Open, our leadership came together and said, okay, what are we going to do with all these resources? You know, what are we going to do with them? We could sell them. We could do this. We could package them. And the decision was made there to embrace a value that we wanted as a church that says we will lead the way with irrational generosity because we truly believe it's more blessed to give than receive. And that decision, 2006, was, man, the church was a good size, you know, multi-site, but man, they would honestly say we were probably paycheck to paycheck, if you will, week to week, figuring it out. We had debt, we were paying off debt, all these things. And in that moment, they said, we're going to lead the way with irrational generosity. We're going to do it. And God has just continued to meet the needs of this church. And they trace it all back to that decision in 2006. So when new things come up, like, you know, so fast forward a couple of years, Open's launch, Church Online's launch, and okay, the Bible app. You know, if you guys didn't know, we launched the YouVersion Bible app. And
I was going to get to that.
It's completely free. And that question's come up a lot. Well, why? I mean, man, if you just a dollar or whatever, like you could help fund the ministry. And we just go back to that decision, 06, and no, we will lead the way with irrational generosity. We truly believe it's more blessed to give than receive. And so, and it's not been the easiest road. You're dealing with publishers and partners that they're obviously, they have bills to pay and things to make. And they didn't make that decision in 06. That was a Life Church thing. But it's been amazing to hear and see the stories as others have just said, man, in this regard, we're gonna give it away. We're gonna resource others, and we're gonna believe it's more blessed to give than receive. To hear the stories of impact on their side, as well as here at Life Church. So no, it is absolutely free. There is no man. There is no end game. I should say. I can honestly say when you ask me the first question, what do you get to do? Man, I really just get to give things away for free to other churches, and that's the heart of what we do.
Well, I will admit that as we've talked, I have been looking at the resources on Life Church. Jeff has been stealing awesome. All of the questions, so I figured I would just poke around a little bit. And I'm blown away. I'm blown away that you guys are giving this stuff away. And let me be the voice. So I'm always Mr. Negative Nancy, okay? That's like my thing. Yeah, that's my
you,
thing.
Johnny?
That's my thing, okay?
So really?
I'm gonna the person listening right now with their arms folded and feeling huffy, okay. I want you to go to this website and actually look at the things that Life Church is giving away for free. Now, look, maybe you're in a church and you don't think you need promo videos or loop videos or countdown videos. And you know what? That's probably true. If you got 75 people in your church, do you need a countdown loop before the service? Probably not, okay? But there's so much more than that. There's so much content, and it can just be for inspiration. Or maybe there is a video that turns into a really great, you know, teaching opportunity for you, or that video that highlights something just the way that you wanted to highlight it. I don't think Kyle's saying you need to show videos of Pastor Craig every single Sunday. But if you're anything like me, every once in a while, you don't really know quite what you're going to write or quite what you're going to say. And this is a great place to go and get inspired. Yeah, to take some really, really great work that's been put together for the Big C Church. And I've seen that on so many different pages of the website, the Big C Church. And use them in your little C church and not be in a huff because, you know, the big boys made it and, you know, and you're a small church because we're all in this together. So that's, I suppose, I say all of that because usually I'm the negative Nancy and I'm saying, don't be negative about this. Okay. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm going to end that diatribe with a question. How does Open Network specifically help small churches? And you've talked a little bit about this, but we are the Small Church Podcast, and here we are talking to somebody who works at one of the largest churches in the country, okay? So tell me why you're about the small church, Kyle.
Yeah, well, how specifically could it help? I do think that there are resources that no matter what size, they could help, like downloadable resources or trainings. I think that even the apps, you know, the church metrics, if churches are tracking data, that could be a great tool. Maybe if you want to extend your message online, church online platform, even YouVersion, you know, just, you know, putting your content in it, or maybe a reading plan you may have. I mean, I think there are some real practical ways that it could serve. I go back to prior to being on staff at Life Church. I know for me, before being on staff, what I appreciate when I interacted with the guys that kind of served in this nature was it helped me as a smaller church leader to just think differently. I would find myself with problems or situations or opportunities. And when I would surround myself with people that are facing even bigger problems or stuff, there's just a level of thinking or, man, you've walked through this before. And I hope, Johnny, that if you were to watch one of the training videos or read one of the blogs or read one of the trainings, that you would feel that way. That it wasn't a, man, they're telling me the ABCs of how I have to do it, but they maybe gave me a different way to think about it or a different perspective that maybe I have not seen yet. And so I think that could help. No matter, and I think it goes beyond that, man, I'm not leading my church. I'm just a team member at a church, or I'm just a key volunteer at this church. That if you were to read, because again, we say it's for pastors and church leaders. Because I know of some amazing kid volunteers, especially churches that are, you know, running a couple hundred. They probably don't have a full kid staff. It's probably a mom or dad that are passionate about their kids learning about Jesus. And they're going to come alongside that local leader and say, hey, how can we set it up? How can we create a great environment? So I think there's some practical resources, some practical applications, like apps, if you will. But I do think that there's just some challenge, maybe the way you're thinking, or maybe when you face a problem, that, okay, that's a good perspective I didn't have. Maybe I'm not going to take the approach Life Church took because it doesn't fit my context, but it got me thinking a different way.
So idea generation. I love that, Kyle, because, you know, as pastors, and pastors, you know this, we sometimes have the same idea over and over, and we just try to paint it a different color, you know, and that really doesn't work. We just actually need a different idea and idea generation. And another term that came to my mind as you were talking, Kyle, for the whole church and for Craig and just the heart of the ministry is servant leadership. Mm. You know, you guys are leaders, but you're leveraging your leadership to serve others. And our heart is with you and that Johnny and I have done this podcast now for almost 5 years, and wow, we've never sold anything because we've enjoyed a relationship with our listeners that had nothing to do with money exchanging hands. There's just a purity about that we've really enjoyed and appreciated. We don't know if it'll always be the case, but we've talked about it enough that now we'll be the corrupt duo if we ever charge anything for anything we do online. But
Life Church
fun.
Was like, hey, now you know there's a premium side of it. It looked terrible. That's the same with us. We'd be full of garbage if we started charging people.
You know, and it's not. I will say this: it is not that. I mean, I pay for resources. I buy things. I'll pay for events. I'll do that, like, because I want them and I believe in them. And it's not that I don't love the person or the ministry I'm buying them from or whatever that may be. It's just, it's the thing that Life Church has been called to do. And I know when I interact with other ministries that we have great relationships with, to have a different approach to what they're doing. It's not that we're against it. It's just, man, how can we come along? And so I even love that on our site now, you may find some partners that they do. They have a version that is paid on their site. But you know what? On the open network, it's completely free with no strings attached. It's been amazing in the last couple of years to sit on calls with amazing ministries and just be able to invite them and say, listen, I'm not trying to challenge the way you're thinking. Just, man, if we're going to use the open network as a way to extend your resources, it's got to be free. And it's been so cool to hear the stories of them come to that conclusion or like fully jump on board with it and to hear now what God's doing on the other side. So that's fun. That's when I say I get to give stuff away free. I love the fact that I get to do it and truly from the heart of, man, there's no strings attached.
And so Kyle, you said something about live streaming. There's something on Open Network about live streaming?
Yeah. So we have a tool that we use it for our church online or our online campus or online ministry. It's called Church Online Platform. And the website's just churchonlineplatform.com. There's about 15,000 other churches that have signed up for accounts with it. And you can take your weekend message, either live or even like a post-produced video, and you can publish that video via the platform. But it's not just about watching a video. It's about creating an online community around that content, around that message, around that service. Because that's what the local church, I mean, it's not just about coming and individually receiving, it's about the community that you're going to join and be part of in a local church. And so our goal with that product is to help churches create that online. And so we launched that in 06, Easter of 06. And then several years later, we were able to turn it into a product that we could give away to other churches. That's been out there. And you show up basically with your own video streaming. You can use YouTube. You can use Vimeo Pro. We've built some features in there where then you can launch a service and show up and talk about the message, chat, do live prayer, draw, you know, lead people to maybe next steps digitally, connect them to content, and maybe even lead them to Jesus right there online. So yeah, that's the Church Online platform.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, this episode might be the episode where we've offered the most Absolutely. Stuff to our Yes. listeners for free through the Open Network. So again, it's open.life.church. Hey, Kyle, we really appreciate you being on, and I think it would be great if we could get you on again at some point in the future. Just to, we could go on for another 25 minutes, but we won't. But we appreciate you joining us today.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me, and just thank you. You said earlier, Johnny and Jeff, just your heart to serve the local church, and I love the fact that you've pulled kind of one segment of the local church out and said, hey, let's speak directly to them and the needs that they have and the things that they're walking through. So thank you. Thank you for having the heart to do that, for keeping it free. I love that you guys have wrestled with that and stayed the course, but thanks for inviting us cool. to be part thanks, of it
Kyle.
Today.
Thank you,
Very
Kyle.
Nice.
This was one of those, Johnny, episodes that I wish we'd have been live with him in the room in person with three big screens up where we could be browsing through the Open Network at Life
Church. I was browsing on my one little screen the whole time.
Yeah, I know. I know you were.
But
I know you were.
It was fun. It's a great – they got – the last time – look, I'll admit, the last time I was on – their website was probably 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and it has changed. I mean, it has been updated, overhauled, and they got tons of stuff. They got everything on there. It's pretty incredible what they are offering on Life Church or open.life.church.
If you go to episode 250 at 200churches.com, you will find the links there for it because we've really
just
butchered
Google
it.
Just Google Open Life Church, and you'll find it. It's fine.
But I tried to do that, and that's not that easy either.
You can go to google.com.com. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, it's terrible. But, hey, if you go there, I saw all these training videos and all these training resources. All of these, it seemed like at the end of the training resources, if you go, like, all the way to the last page, then they've got pages of blog posts that are just leadership teaching blog posts. Then they've got a lot of Craig Rochelle's leadership podcasts on video. So if, you know, it's one thing to sit down and listen to audio with your team. And when I say team, your deacons, your elders, your greeters, whatever the leadership team is in your church, you don't have to have 18 staff members. Put it on the big screen in your living room and watch through it. Print out the notes. Take notes. Have a discussion. Craig Rochelle's Leadership Podcast, man. You are guaranteed to grow together.
It's half, and they're all right there. Brains of our podcast and twice the muscle. I only say half the brains because he's one man. It's, That's all. I'm not talking bad about.
Wait a minute. Half the brains.
No, because there's two of us. Yeah, he's probably still twice the brains. Twice the brains, twice the muscle.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I got you. Yeah, it's... Hey, it's a great website. Pastor, you should go there and you should gladly receive whatever they're offering. And then you know what? Take it and make it yours. Customize it. Make it better for your context.
Exactly right.
And you can really do that. And hey, it's 2017. It's not where, you know, you push download and you get your sermon for Sunday morning. It's not that. It's just that what used to sit on a shelf in your church study now is throughout the internet, and you have to go through there and get what you can get.
Yeah. So open.life.church, the open network, as they call it, and they've clearly invested a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of resources. I mean, Kyle's got a six-person team, and this is all they do and think about, which is really incredible if you think about it, that they are that committed to the Big C Church. So take advantage of it. That's what they want you to do. That's why it's out there. And like Jeff said, make it your own. You don't have to be a Craig Rochelle clone. Craig Rochelle doesn't want you to be a Craig Rochelle clone. You know what I'm saying? And so take it, own it, and do something amazing with it in your small church context. Jeff, tomorrow I'm talking to Pedro, and that's going to be our episode for next week. And we don't even need you, bro.
Pedro Alexandrino.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to
that. Hey, I told them you two young bucks can handle it for next week.
Who knows what will happen with me and Pedro on the mic, but we'll figure something out, I'm sure.
I'm just glad. You know, I was emailing you the details about connecting with Pedro as he was leaving a voice message for me on my iPhone.
We're all on the same page.
But I'm serious. Even though we're 3 hours apart, we're still symbiotic relationships here.
I love it. So that's going to be next week. Until then, we can't wait to see you next time on the 200 Churches Podcast.
We hope you've been encouraged and inspired by this episode of the 200 Churches Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe at 200churches.com. And to access every one of our hundreds of past episodes, go to 200churches.com/podcast. You can count on us to be back next Wednesday with yet another brand new awesome episode, recorded and edited specifically for small church pastors just like you. So until next week, may God bless you as you lead and love the people in your 200 church.
So Kyle, we don't like to know too much ahead of time, so that way we can ask questions and we can just get rolling. Are you up for anything?
Know anything? So basically anything I tell you, you're just going to believe because you don't know much about it. So that's good.
Oh, absolutely. But we have pretty good BS sniffers. All right. Okay, Johnny, you can kick it off. So,
really, Jeff.
This is an edit point. Come on.
Why can't I hear you?
250.
I can't hear
you. Can you hear me now?
Do you have it switched on?
Should be able to hear me. Yeah. Hello. Test.
It's these headphones. Oh,
how about now?
It was me. Okay, I'm so stupid.
Do I start?
What episode?
250.
I said 250.
Okay. You ready?
Yes. How do I? Oh, here. I just turned my blue shade off. Can you tell? Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
It's a lot more natural.
This is the...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it does look natural. This is the 200 Churches Podcast. My name is Jeff King.